I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi guys, I am your host, 123 Jackie B. With me, as always, Mark J. Freeman.
Hello, hello, hello.
Jay LaRock.
Yes, hello, I'm back in the building.
And Ollie Dreamer. We are about to discuss season 12, episode 1 of RuPaul's Drag Race. It's the first premiere.
Yes, the first premiere.
First breakfast. First premiere.
Was that Lord of the Rings reference?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Over my head.
Thank you. I liked it, Jackie.
Yes. So we're having two premieres. What do you guys think of them splitting up the premiere so that we can see, you know, get to know the queens better?
This is a kind of nostalgic moment because we saw this in season 6.
Yeah.
And season 12. So 6 seasons later, they're doing the same thing. Yeah. And I thought it was great. So
I wish they did it every time they have more than 10 queens. I think that's what they should do.
Because like, it's just do too, episode 1, episode
yeah,
2.
Yeah. It's just too many.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It made me worried though, because then I'm like, oh, wait, then they don't all get to meet each other because someone might be going home. But I like that they ultimately kept everyone
yeah,
at the same time.
Yeah. Because nobody met in Magnolia Crawford.
What? Wait, who's that?
Magnolia Crawford. We didn't meet you, girl. So look, we're already starting with the shade. Hello. Episode 1. Go ahead.
Mark, did you like the?
I did. I actually do like it. I think it is. It's better because then people don't slip through the cracks right away.
Yeah.
You know, and I do think that a lot of times when there's 14 of them on the stage, there's people you're like, well, it's bad, but those three are worse, and
yeah,
so that person gets a pass even though they didn't do something well. So I do like it. I actually liked it, and I liked how the twist at the end, which we'll talk about later.
In other words, you have to like really. If you don't do it this way, you have to almost do something that like Soju did or like Vanjie did, where Soju made that like cis
yeah,
joke
yeah,
that now everyone remembers, and then Vanjie did the like Miss Vanjie thing. So yeah, you have to think strategically, like, oh my god, if I'm the first person going home, I better come up with some sort of gimmick, because otherwise I'll get forgotten.
Yes.
You know. So let's go straight into the entrance looks. I asked everybody to give me their tops and bottoms of the entrance looks.
So Mark is going to be silent on this part.
Well, I'll wait because I'm trying to, because I didn't write anything down. So I'm going to wait till we go through and you guys start saying people's names, and I can go,
I got them for
you. Oh, you have the entrance
looks?
Yes. Oh, okay.
I have all the looks.
Okay. Let's, yeah, so
can
you guys
just flip through them all real quick so I can see, so we can see them, and then we can kind of decide, and then we can go through them.
Okay, well, let
well,
me
I
tell,
can tell you.
Yeah, let's have Jayla tell
so
us.
So while you guys are going through that, so I'm basing my entrance off of personality and entrance look. So my two favorites have to go to Widow and Heidi. Hands down.
Okay.
Looks all wise. Right.
Okay.
So Widow's entrance looks, was that like black,
not that
sparkly
one,
pantsuit.
That's her runway.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
Yeah.
She
black.
Had a black
She's
sparkly
black.
Pantsuit with
that's
like a
it.
Feather coming in
yeah.
behind
yes.
her head. And you said Heidi's?
Yes.
Yeah, and so Heidi's was the pink leopard print.
But she
Widow's
it.
Was actually one of mine too.
Yeah, because she came in big and bold, so I was
yeah.
like, okay, she's the one to watch.
Yeah. I liked it because the look I felt was something that was like her signature look,
yes.
which like I like it when a queen comes out with a look that you're like, okay, I'm setting the bar for what my signature
yes.
looks are, and then throughout the rest of the episode, I could tell I was like, okay, that entrance look was, you know, that was consistent with her style, and I liked it.
Right.
I.
What about you?
Oh, sorry. I really like Nikki's. Nikki's was probably my favorite entrance look because I feel like that was completely like her true aesthetic. It was very French.
Very French.
Like, very French, yeah. Very fashion forward. And it was very simple yet elegant.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it
she
really,
had,
it's like that is who she is. Like when I saw her, I'm like, okay, this is Nikki Doll. And
she had like a Fellini striped shirt and then a little red hat on.
What is it called?
I'm saying Fellini because it reminds me of the film Breathless, where it's like the French woman who wears the, you know, French people, you always think of wearing a striped
blue
shirt.
Blue and white striped shirts.
And that comes from the film Breathless.
I definitely think, I agree with you, Ollie. I now looking back at these, and I've always thought the entrance should be like a pure representation of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I do agree. I think Nikki's was probably the one that was probably the most her. Mm-hmm. You got an idea right away of who she was.
Yeah.
I did like Widow. Especially after the other looks that Widow was in the teasers and stuff. Because I've seen Widow at Mickey's, and I was really impressed with her looks mm-hmm. there. So when I saw those the other teaser stuff, I was kind of, so when she came in this, I was like, oh, okay, we got her back. So.
Yeah, I agree. And I picked them also because they were confessional intro gold. I screamed, dying laughing at both of them in that main, like, intro moment of them, especially Heidi's, I can't do it, her mating call.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely love it.
So I actually had Nikki on my top
least
list.
Favorite?
Oh. No, on my top on my top two. And I think she's kind of funny and I mean some of it is a language reason why she's funny. You know,
I agree.
She's funny.
What'd she say? Lemurian.
Lemurian. Yeah.
And they were like, oh what? And like I like how they do the conversation back between the producer. Yeah. It's great.
And then one of my absolute favorites was Gigi Goods because I just love pirates. I love a good friggin' pirate outfit. Mm-hmm. And so I was gagged that someone came out in a full pirate outfit.
I definitely liked her look, too.
No.
Oh, my God. No.
The crotch was a little too low for
it
me.
Was, the crotch was weird.
Because if you were in a pageant, they would read you for
it
that.
It was weird. Thank you for zooming in on the crotch. I appreciate that.
Gigi's crotch.
This doesn't tell me who she is.
Other she's than, a pirate girl. Her mom makes her costumes. Her mom makes her costumes.
But
I was here for it. Wait, no one said Jackie. I really like Jackie's look.
I liked it when I was explained what it was. Because I didn't know what it was until later.
Okay. Her name?
Well, it was based on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, yeah.
Funicello and all them when they had their names on their sweaters. And when you see it side by side, there it is. It was cute.
It also gave me a little bit of like Snow White vibes too. But I feel like that also, like similar to Nikki's, this was definitely like, this is Jackie Cox. So I really liked it.
I have a feeling that this costume looks better in person.
Probably, yes.
It didn't pick up on camera for me, so I was just like.
And I didn't get the tongue in cheek of it until it was explained to me, which is always kind of like when you have to explain it, you're like, oh, okay. Which
we
is
always
great.
Say here at AfterBuzz on Drag Race, if you have to explain your costume, then you're probably, you missed the mark.
Yeah.
Who's Mark?
Who's Mark?
Did you guys have any least favorites of the runway outfit?
Crystal.
You know what's so funny? That was mine too. And it's because I wrote down, I think Jayla said something about a clown nightmare in the last episode.
Yes.
I
Crystal. I just didn't like this.
But I think you got an idea, right?
Michelle's worst nightmare.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that she walked in and you knew immediately what you were getting. You know what I mean? So I do appreciate that. I'm not a fan of green, but...
Okay, now, y'all gotta quit with the green. I love me some good green. I like some money. I like the smoke. I love green. I don't know why you guys
I didn't hate it. I actually think I liked Heidi's the least. It just seemed
the leprosy
very...
prince.
Leprosy, I know, yeah. She's funny, though. I do enjoy her. I actually really think she's cute and... charming.
Well, yeah. I want to thank you guys for joining us in the chat room. We have Pokemaniac Eddie, Joseph Bosa, Ninetale Phoenix,
Luis Manuel Hernandez, Jordan Wagner, Ryan B.
Everybody.
Ninetale.
Eddie.
Mark J. Freeman. Oh, that's me. Pop Culture Habit. And Simone MC. Mark? Who's Mark? Screw him.
So thank you all for joining us live. And if you give us a thumbs up and write some comments on YouTube or a 5-star review on iTunes, you could become Fan of the Week. So
yes, which is a worthy place to be.
Yes, it is.
Can I say something about Crystal before I forget?
Yes.
Because I really wanted to say this.
This is an open forum.
Crystal's the one in the clown outfit. Yeah. I have to say, and I don't know if this is something we're going to discuss, when they de-dragged, I was floored. I had, when I saw Boy Crystal, completely blew my mind.
Not
in a bad way. You know what I mean? Just not what I was expecting.
Do you want Crystal?
After all the videos you see of her leading up to this, and then she takes it off, you were just like, shut the front door. Yeah.
That's how I feel about Jackie.
Wait, why is that? I'm curious.
I don't know what I was thinking she would look like out of drag, but that was just, I literally
because of the mullet or
no, just I not love what moment. I think she's one of my favorites. I'm just saying that now. I'm not putting her down by any means.
Yes.
Just floored me. Just was not expecting her to look like that.
Well, I think like she didn't stand out to me actually like in the beginning of the before like preseason, but now she's actually one of my personal favorites. Yeah. Like I didn't like her entrance look, but like the power that she has with her drag and her artistry and transforming to that capacity, and she has like that kind of like
She has her own look.
But yet she has all these different looks that we saw, which we'll talk about.
Yep.
But so she's definitely someone that I'm like keeping my eye on for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the mini challenge was the spring and fall runways.
I'll just leave.
You know what bugs me most about the mini challenge was that nobody won it. So
I thought that was weird, too. I went back
and rewatched. I was like, nope, nobody won.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. When I watch it again, I'm going to see. Maybe I missed it.
This reminded me of season 7 when they had this challenge for the premiere. Mm-hmm. And they had all 13 or 14. I don't know how many queens there are. But it was nice that they broke it up so they can have... Because could you imagine if we had to do, like, another, like, 14 looks to cover? But, yeah, I really like that they split it up for this.
Yeah,
we would
just have to do
this.
A whole
episode. So, Mark said that, oh, are they going to do... summer and winter next.
I think
next week.
Next week, summer winter.
That makes sense. Yeah, that
fall, spring, makes sense. Summer, winter. So? Fall, spring, summer, winter. I do.
I think they should just gonna make them do the same thing.
So what were your favorite looks from the mini challenge?
Oh,
okay.
Mark loved all of them.
You go. I'll go.
Obviously. I mean, I'm only gonna say one probably. So you guys go.
Okay, I'll start since I'm the nicest here.
Which is sad.
So first up, Widow Von Du. My notes, I said I absolutely love the spring look. She's not afraid to play with colors. She's not afraid to be bold. Why are you laughing?
No, it just sounds like Project Runway.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm giving my honest opinion. Yes.
She's giving her Project Runway opinion.
I love this. No, I love it.
It's a great way to start off the motherfucking season. You know what I mean? So I guess we see that Mark is looking like he is not here for it. I think the pigtails is her look now.
No.
She's very like electric, like, you know, she's in Detox's video. Next up is Heidi in Closet. I like her. I liked her look. It was very like, you know, kind of inspired my look today with the
Which
whole,
one?
Like,
the one with the caftan?
We're talking about spring looks.
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
So we have the, she looks like something that is coming out of, you do a couple of mushrooms and then, you know,
Ornacea.
She's psychedelic, you know, Ornacea.
Which wasn't the challenge.
Okay. Well, what made me absolutely love this is because the headpiece comes off and she said the civil rights hair.
Yes, that was funny.
And I was like, woo! She's a good sport.
It was almost my quote of the week.
I loved it because I always say stuff like that and I think it's great. And then, surprisingly, I put Gigi good because she gives me pastel Power Rangers and... consistency is key, and she's been consistent through this whole episode. So, way to go, Mama Good, for putting those costumes together. Mm-hmm. And you're also a pastel princess, too.
Yeah.
What's funny is, I just want to say that two of J-Lo's are two of mine. Because I liked the Widow Von Du's outfit, because I thought it was something different that we normally don't see. And I liked that there was a reveal moment. Mm-hmm. And then I liked Gigi's Viking outfit. I don't know. It reminded me of like Lisa Frank or something.
Yes. So. I really liked, probably my favorite look of the whole runway was Gigi's pastel look. Just because that's just kind of something that I, like Lisa Frank, that's something I'm drawn to. I did not like her equestrian look. I'm really sorry. I don't know why people gagged at it. But I didn't like it for some reason. I feel like it's something we've seen before. Like, it gave me Max in Aquarius.
It's not fall.
I thought we were talking about spring looks.
But it's spring and fall. Those were the two.
I just brought it up
because Gigi's already on screen. Yeah. But anyways, I agree.
I loved
Widow's
Mark,
look.
You just don't want your nipples out in the fall. And some people want them out.
These are not spring fall looks.
Are we talking about... spring or okay anyways
both. I don't think so
anyways, whatever you want. I loved Jackie's, both of her looks. I love that it was a 60s aesthetic.
Yes, old school Twiggy,
perfect mod. She didn't even have a whole lot of like it wasn't like a big show, but it was perfectly clean.
It was so much
detail. And I also just loved Crystal's fall Freddy Krueger look. I died. It was
honorable
beautiful.
Mention
loved it.
You know who else? Never mind.
I also liked Nikki's
fall
look with the pantsuit and the monocle and the big hat, because I love it when they play on kind of when they play that kind of gender line. But we can get, it has to be something that's like fun and different and campy, because you could also just put on a pantsuit, and I don't think that's enough. And I do think that's what Gigi did in the last runway. I think, because to me that last runway was just like, okay, well, you just put on a pantsuit. Yeah. It wasn't.
Now, Nikki's fall is going back to our prediction episode. If you didn't watch it, go watch it after this. That's what I said. This is what I wanted to see in Nikki. She said she's going to give us fashion. She's going to give us timeless looks, and her fall look. You know, she's proving that.
Mm-hmm. Monopoly Man.
I'm here for it. She's very, I love it.
The other, I actually did like that, the horse jockey, because I think of horses as like, riding horses as like a fall thing. And I liked that it was a twist on it with the like nipples out.
I wish she would have wore a high ponytail in the helmet.
Yeah.
Like Davina DeCampo.
Oh, we've seen it before. Okay, sorry. Maybe not. Maybe a short one.
And also, Gigi seems to be known for her helmets.
Yeah. That was the other thing. I wish for the last one, you know, everybody's like, was talking about it in Untucked, how they were like, oh, now helmets are a good thing. I'm like, no, girl, you need to have like one look that has not a helmet in this episode.
But consistency is key. And if she goes through the season with the helmets, she's going to come out with a helmet line. She's going to, you know, if these girls don't maximize on their opportunities and the short time that they have on the show, that's no shade, then they can take these things to DragCon to make them memorable.
Shout out to the chat, Ryan B. Anybody else not like Britta? Just speaking of Britta, what do you guys think about Britta? Because we haven't talked about her as much. Do you like her looks?
I like the black fabric, and that's it.
Actually liked all of her looks. I think I liked all of her looks. I just felt that they were very, like, you have a first episode where, you know, there are so many looks that are really standing out to you, and hers were just kind of like middle of the pack for me. Yeah. So I'm waiting for this
scene.
Yeah. Because I was waiting for her to come out with an outfit that I was like, really like, oh, wow, that's Britta. That's different. That's, you know.
Yeah. Because if you look at these, it's silhouette dress. I mean, it's.
I liked her entrance look.
Michelle did not like the tulle.
Yeah.
She didn't. You can see it in her face. And these are like easy things. They are the same silhouette. It's easy to put on. It's like, okay, you know, bam, bam. And it doesn't say Britta. And for her to give the edit of the winner when she comes in, this is not winner for this scene.
So, Mark, you got to tell us, like, you seemed so underwhelmed by the runway, and I want to know why. Like, what?
First of all, I'm going to start with saying this. I don't know if they were told when they arrived they're doing this, or if they were told to bring a spring fall. I need to know that, first of all. Because if this was just, okay, now I have to go into my wardrobe and grab two things that I'm not going to wear for something else, then I'm going to let a lot of this go. But if you were told to bring spring and fall, and Britta showed up with the exact same dress in two different colors and tried to pull that off, no. Flip to the next one. I'll tell you what's wrong with the next one. Go to the next one. Whoever you want to pull up, Vito. No. Okay, so I actually liked hers because I felt like it was the challenge. It was a flowery, fun, pink, and purple.
And this is Crystal
Method. Easter bunnies. It was spring to me. Freddy Krueger, which at first I was like, but then when she had the pumpkin, I was like, okay, fall Halloween costume, got it. Good. Liked it. Next. No, didn't fit. Was ugly. Sorry. Doesn't fit. No, no. Go ahead. Yeah, no. Didn't fit ugly. No, no.
And this is Heidi. Yes, you gotta say it for the
Jackie
for the
won. Hands down, the challenge, Jackie won. Was there somebody else that I'm there? Nikki's spring, yes. Fall, no. I don't get it. Like, it's not like when. No, no. That's just no, no. That's no, no. So,
did we
there
miss
you go.
Anywhere?
Those are my opinions.
Okay, let's go.
I'm trying to be quicker. Sorry.
I don't want to
ramble.
That.
Mark.
Thank you.
Mark.
Thank you.
Jesus.
I just don't, I don't see how Nikki's fall is fall, because it's pants. I didn't see this.
When it's fall,
I don't get
this.
Widow Von Dues, I don't see spring fall when I see that. I think I upset J-Lo.
She's crying. For podcast listeners, J-Lo is in tears.
If you like this show, please give us.
So,
okay.
The if main you, oh, challenge. Man.
Okay.
I can leave now. I'm done. That's all I really wanted to say. I wanted to talk about Crystal as a boy and this. That's it.
The main challenge was to do a song, I'm That Bitch, and then the special guest, in honor of special guest Nicki Minaj.
Is that a Rue song?
It will be. It's on iTunes.
But it is RuPaul singing?
No, it's a voice track.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Sorry. I just wanted to know that.
So they had to choreograph, write their own lyrics, and then sing them for a performance.
Right.
They had a whole big to-do with the choreography, and they had, I guess, elected Widow and Heidi to be the choreographers.
Which made sense.
So many of these people couldn't dance, and it was funny because my husband walked in just as the part where they're all, like, where Widow's, like, desperately trying to teach these people to dance, and like all of them are doing, they're doing these side clips. He's like, why would you come to this show if you can't
exactly dance? Like, you know, that was going to be one of the challenges, especially when you get to the end, you know, you're going to do Supergirl group or something like that. Why would you say you don't? I don't know.
Yeah. And then he walked out because I guess he was like why
yeah.
And
me,
you,
too.
And I say this all the time, and Jayla, you can kind of agree or disagree with me on this or not, but I, in my experience, I've been in a few drag shows in my life, and I've been in a few drag shows with other drag queens where we've done numbers together. And honestly, literally, Jackie, okay, on the count of three, your right hand, I just want you to like raise it like this on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. That will get a fucking standing ovation. Sorry, I said that. You know what I mean? Like, you just do something simultaneously, something simple, the crowd goes crazy. It doesn't ever have to be these funky moves that Widow's, you know what I mean? Like, I actually thought overall it was good. It was simple. It was like on UK.
Yeah.
When they did the song that was
the girl groups, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When they kept it simple, they kept the same moves. It's fine. I thought everybody overall, when all was said and done, looked good.
Yeah. It was entertaining. Yeah, I mean, and definitely. That's what we
I
wanted
actually
to
like
be.
The song. I feel like they had a little bit of help because
I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm the sure. blocking of the stage, yeah. the camera sets, all that stuff like that. I'm sure that they had somebody on set helping them.
I'm sure.
For the sake of the show, they needed somebody.
Well, so they obviously rehearse off camera as well.
Right. So. And because how long did they have to record the song? Did they know the song before? Did people write the song before they got there? Like,
I mean, I think they get it in the beginning of, like, they start taping at the beginning of the day, and then end of the day or the next day is when they tape.
I feel they have a writer on set.
Right.
Because it was like, song was way too overly produced. For the sake of people saying, oh, I've never rapped in my life, but knows how to write a full bridge. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, I do think they have to help them. It's like you write some stuff down, but then if you are clearly a person who doesn't know how to rap, they don't. It's not fun for us to watch a song where nothing
Words
makes sense.
Crash. Yeah, because Rue needs to sell it, girl.
Yeah.
So, it's on iTunes right now. So, go get it.
Yeah, there's two versions. Apparently, according to the chat, Lewis and Ken said there's two versions, and one has Rue on it.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, so cool. And I
like the song. I agree. I like, really like the song. I would
so
actually
is this
Iowa's
new album?
What's Might be.
Album? I don't know.
Oh, she does have a new album coming out.
Yeah, or I think it is out.
Every year, I feel like, with Drag Race, right?
And just so you know, I did do a poll. We don't have to talk about it right now, but I did do a poll asking who they thought, other than the top three, because there were three obvious top three, who should have gone home in the episode. So if you want to vote, go to my Twitter. It's pinned to the top.
Yes.
And vote. And then we'll reveal that later today.
I will say, though, that... okay, so for me, I felt like Widow Von Du had the clear win in this, like, watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because, like, I'm looking at Mark's thing right now. Most of the people thought Heidi should have gone home. And I absolutely disagree with that because she had to go to the hospital for an allergic reaction, was up all night, came back. And even though the lyrics weren't that great, but I'm sorry. Like, the dance moves she was doing were so frigging entertaining that I don't see how you could put that person in the bottom after watching that.
Yeah. But I also think this is when there wasn't a winner in the challenge, but the challenge from the Fashion and Spring runway kind of played into the fact, also the challenge of the whole
But did they say that? You never know.
Well, they commented on it, though. Yeah. They were commenting throughout panel. They were just kind of bringing up the old fashioned runway. So I think that also played a part in kind of like their decision of who was in the bottom. But so that's why I kind of agree of her being in the bottom. I love, like, she has the move. She's dancing for sure, along with Widow.
Yeah.
But I definitely did see Heidi kind of in the bottom because of her looks and kind of, I don't know, maybe the fact that she wasn't a good leader in the beginning also played a part in that. But I don't know.
How many people were here? 7?
Yes.
I liked 5.
5?
Who are the two you didn't like?
Okay, you can count. I don't want to tell people who I don't like because I love them all. So the people that I did like were Gigi, Britta, Widow, Heidi, Nikki. You do the math.
In the dance?
In the performance, yeah.
Okay. The lyrics are...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really liked Widow, and go. I really
I don't
liked
know.
Jackie's.
I was just generally entertained. Like, I thought it was a fun number, and so it was hard for me. Like, I am glad that they didn't send anyone home, because I really could not see anyone lip-syncing.
Yeah. Right. I agree.
But I did think that, I'm glad that Widow won, because I do think that she had the clear win out of all of this.
Yeah.
I thought her lyrics were, you know, and even Nikki pointed out the thigh slapping or whatever it was lyric. I thought her lyrics were, to me, the ones that stood out the most, and her performance was, like, exciting.
She is a great performer. I will say that. Yeah. I didn't know she was even on the season when I saw her at Mickey's, and I was standing off to the side watching her perform, and I was really very impressed with her.
I'm impressed with her, too, because I just knew for a fact that she was just going to, like, I didn't know how they were going to do the premiere or something like that, but she definitely shined.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Widow Von Due definitely shined. And the first episode.
I am getting a little bit of an act for the camera, which I'm hoping will settle down, because I know
Widow?
they're from Widow. I'm getting just a little bit of a vibe of, I'm going to say this because I'm on camera, more so than I'm being genuine.
I think
there's definitely people that aren't coming off genuine. She's not coming off as genuine. As genuine. Not saying she's not. I'm just saying I think there's a tinge of act.
Okay. Well, what bring it to the runway.
So the runway, what did you guys like or not like from the runway?
All right, let's throw them up.
I think my favorite, you know what's funny is, like, so I didn't like Crystal Method's first outfit, but this was my favorite because she reminded me of, who's that bad guy in Powerpuff Girls?
Him.
Yeah, and I like Powerpuff Girls, and it reminded me of that, and I thought it was, like, cute.
Thighs touch like they harmonize,
just
the line.
And then she said, I'm still serving looks when I'm eating these fries, and then I died.
It was great. That was a great line. It was great.
I feel like a lot of the queens in this episode with the whole, what was it, gem beaded, bedazzled, whatever.
Yeah. Sparkle on the runway.
They kind of kept it like silver and like not, they didn't use color, whereas like she went all out, and I just really interested in seeing what else she has to
offer. Makes you want to see more.
And you want to see more for sure.
Definitely.
But yeah, it was really cute. And she had a tail.
She might be one of my, like, she's like one or two for me right now. Her and Jackie.
Okay.
So, Jayla, what did you like? What looks did you like?
Okay, my runway tops are Britta, Crystal, and Widow.
Britta, Crystal, and Widow.
My flops were Nikki Doll. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Okay. Because it's a leotard.
Two words. Leotard. Now, I love the garnish. The garnish is amazing.
Yeah.
She just reminds me of a Tao appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
You pay all this money to get this little bit of fish.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of garnish. You know, it looks beautiful, but when you actually lift up the garnish, it's just a leotard girl.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking in this outfit, that mask that she kept
holding,
if she had actually like
worn it,
it would have helped the outfit.
Yeah, because I feel like the garnish, at the feather garnish at the top, it was an afterthought. It's just leotard, gloves, boots. Oh, I have this big shiny thing. Clink, costume. And it didn't go all the way around because there were strings in the back.
Oh, interesting.
Because it went just straight to the front. And I was like, there's nothing in the back.
Good eye.
It was hard because there was no look in, like, I had obviously favorites, but there was no look that was absolutely ugly, in my opinion. The only thing, I just didn't like Gigi's helmet. I didn't understand.
I didn't.
I love Gigi. Like, I like her looks. What was the whole deal?
It was beaded. The helmet was beaded. Liquid beaded.
Okay, but
here's
my thing. When it came to the lip sync, didn't you anticipate that she was going to take the helmet off and there would be something on underneath?
Yes. Because no. And even in the Untucked, I was like, did she? And I was like, oh, no, she didn't.
She wore three helmets. Or four helmets. I said four
helmets.
Well,
she only, she held one.
Consistency is key.
Whatever. She held one. She had four helmets.
Consistency is key.
Well, it's... really?
I just like, think she lost that lip sync because the helmet didn't come off, and I was like,
She lost the lip sync because, like I told you, those predictions, like I told you in the previous predictions, they're going to put Widow against a girl. So give them Nicki Minaj. And I was like,
they called it. I called it.
See, I didn't like Widow's. I thought it was too much. I think the shoulders would have been fine, but I didn't like this piece along the chest, and I didn't like the fins in the back. Like, it just, I just wanted to take a couple things off.
I was here for it, honestly.
Okay. I liked her hair.
I wasn't here for Heidi's look.
I
thought it was very, probably the weakest to me. Yeah. It was beautiful, but yet to me, it just didn't, in comparison to everyone's, I even liked Nikki's more than this. Like, even though Nikki's was very, like, leotard.
If Heidi's hair fit better, do you think you would like? Because I would have liked that outfit if I couldn't see, like, dark.
Civil rights.
We haven't put up Jackie Cox. Let's show Jackie Cox runway because I actually really liked her.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Okay, first of all, let me just say, in defense of the beard, I'm sure they've been taping all day. So,
yeah,
if you're a drag queen, you're gonna schedule time to go shave again before you go out again. So I'm gonna let that pass because she even says I have to shave twice a day. So if you're on set all day and you're not giving her a chance to go correct like, it, then you can't yell at her for it because she's very aware of it. I do wish she wore more makeup. I feel like it's not enough because I think she's really pretty. I think she's a gorgeous boy. And I want there to be a little bit more contour and stuff on her face. But other than that,
are you okay with Nikki Doll's makeup? Because Nikki does the same thing.
I'm never really a huge fan of that. It's okay. It's great. I'm not saying it's bad. Don't yell at me. Don't come at me at Twitter. I'm just saying I like a little bit more of a campy, a little bit more, you know, I'm a man in a dress kind of a look. I don't need to look fishy because I don't.
Speak for yourself.
So I just want to take a quick moment to talk about Untucked. So we have Nicki Minaj come backstage, and Nicki on the runway had basically told Heidi that she hated her makeup, which I thought was a little harsh, you know?
Yeah, because it's a difference between, like, giving them constructive criticism and saying, hey, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now, read me if you will. Nicki's not here for the girls. Nicki has been known to not be here for the LGBT. So I found it like it was very like, to have her up there.
Nicki Minaj, really?
Yeah, look it up, girl. And so I was just like, why her? But I get for the sake of the show is VH1. Right. We always have a big celebrity coming up.
Yeah.
You know, so yes. But I just feel like she wasn't in a place to say, oh, I hate your makeup because you don't know drag.
She's also said she's not a makeup
artist. She did say that.
So it's kind of hard for her to like even say that. But that makes me upset knowing that because I'm not really too...
Oh, she's referred to the queens as Fs.
Which is...
On her live show, husband is not here for the girls.
Her husband is a different story.
So you're not an ally if your husband's not here for the girls and you can't be here for the girls either.
Well... It's sad because I feel like Nicki Minaj, that's such a huge part of her fan base, is the LGBTQIA plus community. So to hear that, I wasn't aware of that. So that's really unfortunate.
She made a tweet
because,
when it happened.
But it's the LGBTQIA, freaking community is what makes her who she is today, you know? So it's upsetting that she is like that or she has views such as that. So
yeah,
that's a little. She had a really great freestyle rap, though, I will say.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Well, looking at her phone.
As freestylers reading it off her phone.
But I think, you know, even like Michelle Visage would never say that to someone. She would
say what?
Say it like, hates. Oh, I hate your look. Yeah. You know, like Michelle's harsh.
Yes, she would.
No, she's harsh, but she gives you constructive criticism with how to fix it.
Well, why did Adore quit on All Stars 2, though?
I disagree with that. She told, who's the one who wore the green dress? From Puerto Rico, big girl. That Michelle was like, I hate green. And she's like, I hate your dress, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, what's her name? Guys, help me. Puerto Rico.
What season? What
Puerto
season?
Rico.
What season? What
Puerto Rico.
Season?
Name all the Puerto Rico
There's
queens.
There's only four. April Carrion.
No.
Candy
big
Ho.
Girl. She's the big girl.
Madame LaQueer.
Madame LaQueer. Thank you.
Madame LaQueer.
Madame LaQueer. She okay. When she came out,
girl, I think she remember that Madame LaQueer was from Puerto Rico.
She well, and that was when she was like, I hate green and I hate that dress and blah blah blah. So I disagree with that. Michelle does. She says she doesn't like stuff all the time. So
either way, I
and I don't think
was...
she gives great. Ooh. I don't think she gives like the best criticisms. Madame LaQueer, thank you, George.
Wait, Adore quit because of Raven's unaired comments. Raven wasn't on. Oh, she sure. was on that.
Shout out to Jordan Wagner who brought that in the
oh,
chat.
Oh, y'all are knowing all the tea.
More tea than me.
She, okay, yeah. Let's go to fan of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So fans of the week are John Hamra, Rashad Davis, aww. Who called Mark a snack.
Which oh. I didn't know what that meant.
No,
so,
Mark, what
you.
Kind of snack are you?
Hummus. You're so hummus. Let me answer
oh, I was
that.
Supposed to make us hummus. I was going to bring us
hell?
Hummus. I'll try and remember
part
next week.
Part two premiere.
Yeah, in honor yes. of Jackie Cox.
Right got it.
No, what did Yale said? I'm not a snack. I'm a whole meal.
Yeah.
Okay. To quote Lizzo. Yeah.
Now, what kind of meal are you? Know,
I didn't know. I did, you guys.
A vegan meal.
Jackie text us that, and I... I thought first I thought it was a mistype.
I had to explain to
and I was like, is that good or bad? So thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, boomer. And
totally. Everyone keeps calling me boomer now. That's so funny.
And what's the quote of the week?
Oh, quote of the week. I actually have an image for quote of the week because yeah. somebody did this and I thought it was absolutely perfect. Let's throw it up there. Now I can't read it.
Goddamn.
I can't read the
it's
bottom.
RuPaul's it's, hair it's, and RuPaul's dress.
It's goddamn kale.
Yes. That's how I feel every day.
I love that.
Someone people who say they like kale are liars.
I love kale.
I like kale like when you stick it in the oven and like crisp it and put it on things.
I like kale when there's other things on top of the kale so I can't taste
the
kale.
Kale. Right.
I like McDonald's.
Me too.
Atta
girl. I got Mikhail.
That's my Stella.
The only Mikhail I like is Joel.
All right. Do you guys have any...
I love Ru's face in that.
Do you guys have any predictions before we go into our...
I have a question for y'all.
Okay.
Do you think next week there will be someone being sent home?
No.
Yes.
Or are they going to keep them?
No,
no
yes.
they're going to keep everybody.
No, somebody's going home.
No. They're doing the other six. They're not going to send one
but
of the six
But it could
home.
Be a huge shocker.
No. They're going to do the
they're
same
gonna
thing.
They're going to all meet in the middle of the episode.
They're going to do
they're
the
gonna
same
They're going to watch
thing.
Them do their runways. Somebody goes home.
It's going to be weird how they're
going to they no. have to go home. They're going to no. have to go home.
I kind of want them to meet after they're done. You know?
Yeah, I want it. Because isn't that how they did it on season six?
I
it
think
was
so.
Like one after, and then the other and then
yeah,
they
yeah, and
then
I loved it. They eliminated two.
Okay, so they're going to meet. So episode three, somebody goes home. I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like it so that they don't go home too. It'd be more fair.
Well, yeah,
everyone
get
gets
to
meet
them.
Each other.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and somebody did say in the chat room earlier that they feel bad for the six remaining because they didn't get to meet Nicki Minaj. But these seven are going to get to meet Robin.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And that other one. Who's the other
one? I didn't know that one. I didn't know who that
I don't
one
know
was.
Who that one is. I know Robin. I'm a gay man. I, of course, I know who Robin is.
Yeah, I didn't know who that
it's
one
exciting.
They also did you ask comments. Another question?
Okay, wait. I do have another question. Okay, who do you think will go home first?
You start this way.
Well, we haven't seen everybody.
Yeah,
so
I
that's
like
hard.
To wait to see the rest of the queens before
I tell you.
Thing.
Well, here, I'll tell you.
Go.
I'll tell you. I have someone.
Okay, go ahead.
It's either between Rock'em or Heidi.
Oh, so you're picking people you haven't even seen
we
yet.
We had a fan comment that they thought Heidi was going to win.
Oh.
I was telling you.
She's going to win our hearts, girl.
Well, according to the poll that I ran, I said, since no one went home, episode one, Drag Race season 12, RuPaul's Drag Race, who do you think should have gone home? And I listed four of the seven because the other three, in my opinion, were the top three, which were Jackie and then the two that lip sync. Yes. So I listed Nikki, Heidi, Britta, and Crystal. As of right now, and there's still time to vote, 6 hours and 19 minutes left, so feel free and share it on Twitter. Nikki Doll's at 19%, Heidi's at 53%, Britta's at 13%, and Crystal Method is at 15%. That's okay. 32 votes cast.
I voted for Heidi in that.
I actually voted for, if I had to pick somebody of those four, I think Nikki probably would have gone home. Wow. Like, thinking about having to lip sync against the other who was there.
Oh, Heidi.
I think Nikki would have gone home.
Let's get to our news and gossip section.
Okay.
We just have a little, it's not really, it's news. We
Tandy
have
Newton, sorry guys, for the judge. She's on Westworld.
She's amazing.
She's
freaking amazing.
Ribbit. Tandy Newton. She's on Westworld.
Yeah.
Westworld. Remember Breastworld? No, Westworld. She's on
Westworld.
She's like
okay, the TV
main
show. Got it, got it, got
one
got
of the main ladies. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you. And your news?
This is my part. Okay. So I want to give a special, 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 special dedication to this episode as well. As you guys know, one of the producers from RuPaul's Drag Race, Jacqueline Wilson, has passed this past year. She was one of their dedicated producers since season 2. Mm. And I thought it was really amazing that they gave this episode to her because she's a part of this like amazing, amazing journey that we all love. We all watch every week. We all get together. So she's helped build this bridge between all of these gay people and the people who love the drag, you know? So I thought it was amazing that they did that.
Mm-hmm. And we're sad for her loss.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you
thank
next
you.
Week. You can find me on all platforms at 123 Jackie B. Mark?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at the Mark J. Freeman. And if you want to follow my lavish drag life, you can follow at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE.
And I'm feeling very Lemurian, so you can watch me on the gram. Follow me at Who Is Jayla Rocks. That's 2X3 if you nasty.
And I'm Ollie Jenner. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Jenner.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.